Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much, and richly deserved, completely deserved, Mr. Humble. Thank you for being with me. You're going to be glad you did, because Tim Berry's here. Yes, that's right, Tim, that Tim. Tim is back. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. But what he's more proud of is the fact that he founded the outstanding company that has helped so many millions of entrepreneurs get their businesses off the ground, Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro, the Life Plan. He's written so many books on that topic, business planning. He's the galactic guru on business planning. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, so happy to be here with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the USA.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You were just out of the country in Bogota, Colombia.
I was. I was a week in Bogota, Colombia, doing a class in Spanish for how to start a business. We're doing a bringing Silicon Valley to the rest of the world thing, we being a group of partners, including myself.
Now, I've known forever that you speak fluent Spanish because you used to live in Mexico. You got family members in Mexico, and so but my audience probably hasn't heard that before, so I'm glad we were able to get that out. So I've got a couple of questions for you, but first I want you to give us a travelogue on Colombia, on Bogota in Colombia. How are things going in that country? That country is one of my heroes, Tim, because that country took on the drug lords. That country has tried hard to have a free trade agreement with the United States. I'm very proud of Colombia.
Well, actually, Jim, Colombia is the second highest national product growth per year over the last 5 years, second only to China, second highest in the world.
Right.
They've been averaging 6% per year of GNP growth.
Their former president, Uribe, they should be making statues to him down there, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'll tell you, they do talk about the value of having peace and stability in an economy and
trade.
And trade. Well, here's another one for you that I was amazed. Since 2003, the per capita income in Colombia is 4 times higher, 4X since 2003.
Yeah. Wow. Now, compare that to Cuba, ladies and gentlemen. Compare that to Cuba, where they're still driving 1959 Chevrolets down there, and almost little or no internet access.
And you talk to Colombians about this, and it's all the same. It's this big economic boom that started when they got peace and stability after a long period of disruption, which was the drug traffic.
At one point in time, Colombia. I mean, think about it, folks. If I said Colombian drug lord, you'd know exactly what I was talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you don't say Colombia drug lord. You say Colombia business person, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. No, the entrepreneurship. Here's another one about Colombia. You know the GEM study, Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, that's done every year?
I've covered it since the beginning in 1999.
Well, the percentage of entrepreneurship interest in Colombia is the highest of any country in that study. It's 38%.
Right. Zoltan Ach, by the way, is the guy who founded that.
And I didn't know that name.
Yep, he's a member of my Brain Trust. Yep.
I follow the GEM study a lot, and Colombia is particularly interesting as a place. And, of course, they're gathering foreign investments,
and their work,
a lot of people are interested.
Their work, Tim, the GEM work, proved that there's a direct connection between growing entrepreneurship and economic development.
Well, that's interesting, too, because it sure shows up in Colombia.
Yep.
38% of the adult population is actively engaged in trying to start or in running their new small business.
Wow, they need a, we need to get a radio station down there then, don't we?
Yeah.
They'll have to convert because I'm afraid my Spanish is limited. I know fajitas and margarita and salsa, a taco. I know taco also. Otherwise I'm not very good. I'm not like you. Hey Tim, I got to go to a break. We're going to come back and talk some more about what Tim knows, which is always fascinating. After these messages, again, my hat's off to all the folks in Colombia. I'm really proud of you guys down there. Tweet Till, right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.